we're still in Revelation, I mean, Luke 12, 9, and we're still studying denied. But let's look at the let's read the in verse 12 and verse 9.
Where are we?
Luke 12, verse 9. Verse 8, remember, said, I say unto you, whoever shall confess me before men, him shall I confess before the Son of Man. Him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. And then in 9 it says, but he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Now why are they denying before the angels? Anybody have any idea?
No.
When accepting before the angels? The angels are the guardians of the wedding supper. Let's go to Matthew 20-something, 22 maybe. Yeah. You go to Matthew 22? What do you have a thought there? You're going.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about them angels.
Well, angels, it's angelos in the Greek, and it's, you know, it talks about in much of the Bible, the angel is just whoever is the leader of that particular church. Unto the angel of the church in Ephesus, that's to the leader of the church. But it's the same word, and so when it's angels of God, it means the angels.
I guess the word protectors was interesting. I always think of angels as messengers.
But well, the protectors may have not been the right word, but you'll see what I mean here in a minute.
Guardian,
yeah.
Chapter
22, verse 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come on to the marriage. But they made light of it all, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and those that burned up their city. Then said he to the servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. And so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both good and bad, or bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how comest thou in here, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, to the angels, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him out into utter darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So the what they're called servants here are the angels that cast those guys out of the wedding supper. And there's also, who knows, angels, we have all kinds of Gabriel and Uriel and many others in the Bible that are given, that have names. So, and many religions believe, or many Christian faiths believe, that we have guardian angels, each one of us. I'm not too sure. I don't think I have one. I get in too much trouble. But anyway, the idea is that he's denying him before the angels or before the guardians of the wedding supper. Okay? All right. Now, the word denied before the angels, remember, denieth is arneomai. The word deny, when you're denied before the angels or before God in other scriptures, is ap arneomai, which is, that means deny, but it's super denied. I mean, super, I mean, it's it has some kind of a violence with it. You're denied and thrown out. You're thrown out of the party. All right, let's look at a few of those. The super denials.
Well, that was certainly one.
Yeah. All right, let's look at... we just did that one, Matthew 22, 1 to 14. Let's go to Matthew 7. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The word denied, apronymi, isn't used there, but it's what super denial would be. I never knew you. We are not of the same genus or class. Because a human being can act like he's doing all kinds of good stuff. But it's only them of the same nature as Christ, the same likeness, that are accepted into the wedding. Okay? Let's look at some more. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 11. This is just emphasizes what we just talked about. Verse 12. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, for that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's just the companion to what we just read in Matthew 7. It's so critical. The word deny has the same excuse this one, but it has the same idea that if a it's almost like if you're trying to mate with a porcupine, because it's, you're not of the same nature. You understand? It's, you're not the same genus or class. And so the whole idea of denied has with it this idea of not of the same genus is the word, but I don't know how many of you studied that in school, but genus is a class, you're all of the same class. Humans are of the same class and different from porcupines. And Jesus is of a unique class. That's why he can redeem us, because he'll redeem only those that are of the near kinsman. And they have to, the kinsmen have to be of the same bloodline, of the same class and genus. Okay?
I never thought of him as being in a unique class. I thought he was just a totally unique.
No, he's unique because he's born of the seed of God.
Okay.
The rest of the man is just made from dirt.
Or would he be a class or just a...
Well, we'd be a different class or different genus than he is.
And that we're born again.
Right. Born from above, born from the first estate, the same as he was.
Gift of God.
It has to be only of him. That's not of us. We cannot transform ourselves into angels of light. Many try.
I thought that's what we could do. If we reject him, but we still want to look good.
Yeah, but we don't do it. Even we don't. We think we're doing it. They don't. The people that are transforming themselves into the angels of light don't know they're doing it.
Yeah, that's a weird part.
That's why the preaching of the cross is so vital.
Yeah,
it's your death. And what happened on Pentecost is what's critical. Not you becoming something different. Are changing, are better.
You know, think about what is it, Moses and Elijah were talking about him, and that was the topic. Was that
his death?
Yeah.
All right, let's look at some other examples of this kind of thing. Let's go to Philippians 3. Verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or fully tested, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have seen us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly or their appetites, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, who give breath to earth, the things in time and space. Again, you can't try to transform yourself. You can't try to have the mind of Christ if you don't have it. It requires your death. Then you can let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But without reckoning your death, that's impossible. Because it's of a different order. Amen?
Amen.
What you're
amen.
No, you're saying amen and saying something else. Or not something else.
I'll tell you what I was thinking. I have friends that strive diligently for holiness. And
don't we all?
Yeah. But I'm thinking about their striving has a kind of a shiny quality about it because they look like they're giving it their best shot. But the thing that's missing is the death part. You know, they're seeking life without death, and think they can find it, and talk nice words and do stuff. But it's always missing this, the component that crosses the line and makes.
All right, let's go to Galatians chapter 1. Verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another or a different gospel, which is really not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, so this is interesting. It's we said first preached, and then he said received. And we, as we've said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do we seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Now, the whole thing, that's what it says in John chapter 1. It says, as many as received him, gave he the efficacy or the power to become the sons of God. But that receiving of that, which all men received, if it's not, there has to be a... That's why I can't teach anybody anything. The anointing that you have received... You need no man teach you. Of course you have to. You have to... Again, it's the same old, same old. You have to see repentance to the end and then die, and then you see your death, and his life is revealed. But it's all about his humility. You know, obviously, a split second he could show you that you're a dumbass for doing anything else. But that's not in his nature. That's not his. He has to. God, in fact, depends on one thing, and that's repentance. And it can't be overemphasized. He's not going to violate your assumed will. In fact, he can't, and retain his nature.
Is that what he backs off from? When you're exercising your will?
He backs off whenever you are dealing with something. It's not, Lord, help me. I'm doing the best I can, now you help me. It's, Lord, this is yours. I do nothing. I rest. I stay in the rest.
Christ in his prayers and the Psalms, I heard a lot of crying out.
Yeah, well, that's before this baptism. course they did. Changed mightily. Because now he knew, he suspected who he was, and now he knew it. And that's when the emptying became total, because he had pushed the Son of Man mind as far as we'd go in every direction. It was nothing but emptiness and vain and puffs of smoke.
After he was baptized, he truly denied himself?
He totally emptied himself at every moment. Except for those two times that we know about, in the garden and just before his crucifixion. My soul is troubled. What shall I say? Deliver me? No. For this hour came. Let this cup pass from me? No. Not my will, yours. Those are the only two times that I that's recorded.
It's funny. Your quickness to answer that question, whereas I consider him a little more pensive.
You consider him what?
Pensive. and you know.
Well, I mean, it's because I've searched that thoroughly.
Yeah.
On my own struggles. I was trying to find a place where Christ was, after his baptism, was going through the same thing I was. No.
But you searched it out. I mean, that's my point. It's like you look at it and you examine it all and you go, no.
No, it can't happen.
There's nothing there. And you know.
Well, because otherwise you'll excuse all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
And you'll end up saying rebellion is, it's something that Christ did. No, he didn't. Not until he was baptized. Not after he was baptized. You can take he was tempted in all ways as we, yet without sin, and you can run with a rabbit. Remember, I used to talk about there's... Christ is walking down the street and he doesn't have any money, he's hungry. There's a bank across the street. So he has a thought. I'm going to go in and get some money from the bank, but I don't have an account there. No. But what we do is, by the time we decide to say no, we are in the bank, we've already robbed it, and we're raping the bank president's daughter. And then we're saying, the temptation of Christ has absolutely no home in human nature. Yet his disciples are called, you are they that continue with me in my temptation. You've got to see, you've got to get through your temptation.
Were they baptized? They couldn't have been baptized when he said that.
Who?
When he said that to his disciples, you are they that continue with me in my temptation.
Yeah.
Have they been baptized?
Yeah. But he defined a disciple for all time.
I was thinking about Peter, who denied him three times. And the answer was because he hadn't been baptized. Christ hadn't died in the Spirit.
But see, we try to make the normal human activities, and we put them in saying, "Well, that's the temptation of Christ." No, it isn't. That's what he did before his baptism, and what we're studying now about this denying. I mean. This is, he's denying before angels, but then it's aromai instead of just aromai. It's super denial. It's being you're not invited and then thrown out. All right. Let's go to Romans 16. No, we're still in Galatians. We didn't get to where I'm going yet. No, yes, we did. Yes, we did. The other, it's another gospel. Romans 16. Well, this is verse 16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly or their own appetites, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. So it's throughout it, it's warning to examine yourself, prove that you're in the faith. Know you not that Jesus Christ is in you? Not Christ. Everybody says the Spirit of Christ is in them. But it's Jesus Christ that's in them. What's the difference? Jesus is the Word made flesh. His Word must be made flesh in you, at the exclusion of everything else. That can only happen by repentance. If you see it, it's not going on. You can never justify it. All right, that's enough on denial. Anybody have any thoughts on it?
I think about we love him because he first loved us.
Well, what? It's his definition of love versus ours. Our love is not expecting anything, and we expect some kind of, it's like our forgiveness. We expect a response, a reaction.
Yeah.
Well, it is forgiveness. What we're called to do is forgive without condition.
Yeah.
Well, his love is without an expectation of return.
Somewhere that may manifest and where, and that's a compelling force that draws us to him. We experience his love somehow. And now whatever form that is, I'm not sure it's...
Well, he has, throughout his lifetime, I think I found out there was like 16 different words for love. In Greek.
We got about two.
But we don't. We talked about a whole lot. If you need somebody, you don't love them. You love yourself. And you see them as a fulfillment of you. So your love based on need is ego love. And that really angers people when I tell them that. But it's
true.
I see it as true. Anyway, tomorrow we start the exciting, because it's the first time the word blasphemy has come up. So
Tomorrow, or maybe Monday.
Bible Park. Tomorrow's Saturday?
Saturday. Tomorrow's Saturday.
Yeah.
All day long.
How did that happen?
Excuse me.
That's because I was gone.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah. Your calendar's all messed up.
My calendar's all messed up.
You're in another state.
That's for sure.
State of state.
And where are we? 8:30?
This morning.
Yeah.